Well, what I thought was that as soon as I published this, people would be outraged and they would demand change. And of course, that didn't happen. And then I realized what was wrong with that strategy was that, if you write stuff, decision makers don't actually read that. I mean, hardly anybody reads it. So when I got out of the hospital, I wrote an article for the Queen's Graduate Quarterly about the pathetic vocational rehabilitation programs and how useless they were and how problematic it was that they were useless. And nobody read that either. Then I kind of gave up for a while. And then I met Don White. And his passion was to start a self-help group somewhat like MPA in Vancouver. And it too, wasn't very effective. And because I subsequently learned is nobody had very good political strategy. And so we would sort of protest. But the protest wasn't connected with any decision-making element, right? So we went huff and puff, and hell no, we won't go, and things just went on as before. And it wasn't until I got elected that I began to see where the changes could be made. So I started to do something I called interstitial politics, which was finding a little gap in the policy framework and the, going to work in an area where nobody else is working, and the interests that you're attacking sort of can't see you coming. So I first started to work on human rights kinds of things. So crazy people didn't used to be able to vote. So Don and I went to see the NDP guy in Ontario to lobby him about changing the law. And by an irony, how about this? So Don and I probably did that in 1973. In 1985, when I was elected to the provincial legislature, a bill came up that would allow people in mental hospitals to vote for the first time. And I spoke to that debate, and it was passed, right? And so that was maybe 12 years after we had started working on it. So the lesson I learned, took from that was you have to be in this for the long haul because change is slow, and that nobody's going to hand it to you. You know, you got to kind of create the environment that allows that change or sort of forces that change to happen, and that standing outside a mental hospital with a sign actually doesn't do anything at all. And my friend Don White still doesn't know that, right? He's still doing that. And I realized that what you need to do is get in there with the lawmakers and show them how they could change the law and why it would be a good idea.